at the Azure Security Center Vulnerability Assessment Solution. So we'll click on Virtual Machines, and then we'll see, oh, Vulnerability Assessment's not installed. We want to get that installed, so we'll put check marks next to the Virtual Machines that we want to install the VA solution. That's easy to do, and then we'll click on Install on the VMs. And then that will bring us to the Add a Vulnerability Assessment Solution. We can create a new one. If we have an existing one, we can use that. Let's create a new one and see how that works. So we'll click on Create New, and right now we have Qualys. In the future, we'll have more options available. So we'll click on Qualys, and we'll see that we'll have a configuration interface come up, and we see that automatically discovers a subscription, and then we'll need to assign it to a resource group because metadata needs to be stored in storage associated with the resource group. Then we'll need to provide a license code and a public key. Now we can go over and look at the Qualys site, and we see Qualys free trial. We can install the free trial. It doesn't put us at any risk of having to pay anything, and it'll be easy to uninstall it if we don't want to use it in the future. So now we'll go back to the configuration interface, and we'll use an existing resource group, as mentioned earlier. So we'll select that, and then our location is already configured. Then we're going to need to get the license code and the public key, and that's easy to do. We'll just click the link that's provided within the Azure Security Center interface, and that will take us to the Qualys site. And here's a nice doc that shows us how to retrieve the license code and the public key for our Qualys subscription. And what we'll do there, we'll read that, and it'll take us to a page that will show us how we can provision the agents on our virtual machines. So we'll click Cloud Agent, and it'll take us to a page that shows us how to download and install the agents to these virtual machines. We'll give it a name. Pick any name you like. It's easy to remember. And then we'll provision a key for the vulnerability management application. We'll generate those keys, that information, and we'll select Windows in this case, since these are Windows virtual machines that we're configuring. Then we'll just move the slider bar over to Deploy in Azure Cloud. This generates our license code and public key. You can save these in a safe place, or you can return to the Qualys site to get this information again. So it's easy to get this information when you want to provision again in the future. Now all we need to do is enter the license code and the public key into the configuration interface. Now we've already done that, so let's go back and see what happens when you actually do it. Now we can see in the interface here that vulnerabilities have been found, and so we want to see what Qualys has found, and a number of vulnerabilities have been discovered. Now it takes a while for this provisioning process to take place, so wait about 12 hours before you come to this. Let's take at this DCOM, enable DCOM vulnerability. So we just click on that. It shows us a bunch of information, the severity, the vulnerability ID, the name of the vulnerability, and also we can get even more information by clicking vulnerability information. It also shows us the virtual machines that have been detected, and we can drill down into those virtual machines to see the individual vulnerabilities related to those. Now, if we want to look at other partner solutions or the one that we're working with now, the Qualys solution, we'll just click Partner Solutions, and we'll see the partner solutions installed. We'll click on the Qualys partner solution. And we can see after doing that the solution is healthy, its status is healthy, and it's connecting to the Qualys site. We can go to the Qualys solution location, and we can also delete the solution if we don't want to use it. This removes the agents, and no cost, no effect on your VM. It's very easy, no risk when using the trial subscription.